Happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the DriveCast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint, and I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus, and we continued on in our With Us study as we're looking at Christmas this year and this whole idea that God is writing himself into the human story. That's really what we're seeing in this verse in John chapter 1, as we're kind of breaking that down into four parts. And really this last week, I mean, we've talked about already, you know, the first week, Jesus is God. Last week, Jesus is human. And then this past week, we talked about how he is dwelling with us, or he is tabernacling with us. And so we really started with, you know, Adam and Eve all the way back in the Garden of Eden. God was with them physically. They were in God's presence. So after they sinned, then we kind of caught back up at Exodus 33, where, you know, the Lord is kind of tired of the people on the Exodus. He's really provided for them, and he's brought them out. He's done all these things. And they've just really developed this attitude of entitlement in a lot of ways. So God basically says to the people, look, I'm going to give you a proposal here. And his proposal is, I'm going to send you up to the promised land. I'm going to send an angel with you. He's going to conquer the people for you. It's going to be a land flowing with milk and honey. It's going to be wonderful. Here's the only kicker. God says, I'm not going with you. God essentially says to the people, if we continue this way, I'm going to wipe you out because you're entitled and you're stiff-necked, you're stubborn. And so his proposal to the people is, look, you can have all the covenant promise, just not me. I'm not going with you. And this is that difference between God's omnipresence and really his in me presence. You know, the idea that God is everywhere, but at the same time that God is with us, right? And it starts all the way back here in Exodus 33, where the people, they do not receive God's proposal. They say, absolutely not, Lord. We want you more than we want your stuff. And God said, okay, if that's the case, here's how we're going to do this. God says, I need all the skilled craftsmen. It's Exodus 35:10. And what we're going to do is we're going to make this thing called the tabernacle. It's the Hebrew word mishkah. We're going to make this tabernacle. And it became kind of a mobile version, a human-made version of a place where God's presence would dwell inside of the tabernacle, inside of the most holy place, God's presence. And the people would come and they would meet. But when God would move and the people would move on the journey, like they could pick the tabernacle up and they could move it. It was mobile. Eventually the tabernacle becomes a temple, right? And the tabernacle and the temple, like they're just earthly facilities with a heavenly faculty. It was a human created place. It was an earthly place where God's presence would dwell. And that's how we move through the Old Testament. People would meet with the presence of God at the temple after the tabernacle. Until Jesus comes, all the promises of Christmas are fulfilled. And Jesus comes really to do two things, to save us from our sins and to show us how to live. But when Jesus goes to the cross, you know, the veil of the temple was torn in two. And that's significant. It's one of these big little things in the Bible. Because 1 Corinthians 3:16, Paul says, do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? And the whole idea is that the presence of God moves physically from being with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden to the tabernacle, to the temple, to suddenly Jesus is crucified and the veil to the temple is torn top to bottom. And I think we've always taught that as, yeah, that's signifying that we can all go into the Holy of Holies. And I believe that's accurate. But I also believe that from the temple on the day of Pentecost, there's this rushing mighty wind. That morning, the high priest would have stood up and he would have read from Exodus 19 and Ezekiel 2 and Habakkuk 3 about God coming in fire and wind and smoke. And I believe that's application of what he's reading publicly actually happens on the day of Pentecost, with those tongues of fire resting on every believer there in the city. And the idea is that now the Spirit of God indwells people. And so what's important for us to understand is that you are the temple. We don't go to a temple anymore. Like, we've got to drop the temple mentality. It is great to get the community of God together on Sundays. It's absolutely necessary to the growth and the life of a believer. It's It's a non-negotiable. That's why Hebrews 10 tells us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. But you don't leave God on Sundays at the church. You are indwelt. If you're a Christian, you are indwelt by the very Spirit and presence of God. Where you go, He goes. What you see, He sees. What you do, He does. And I know for a lot of us, like, well, I don't love that, Dean, because that feels like a little bit of a guilt trip. And it's not designed to, but it probably is conviction for us. And without understanding this truth, that you carry the divine presence of God, I just think there's so many things that are it's difficult to understand everyday life. You're going to work day after day after day. It hardly makes sense without understanding that you carry the presence of God. You bring up there, down here. You bring heaven to earth, what we pray in the Lord's Prayer. You bring all of that with you. It gives you mission when you step into work. I don't know how you deal with failure. Because if you don't understand you have the presence of God in you, working in you all the time, that's what gives you the impetus to repent and to turn back to God on a daily basis. I don't know how you deal with pain without understanding that you carry the very presence of God with you, so that no matter what you feel, He's right there with you. He knows what it feels like because He's God come with us. He's the God who came to tabernacle with us. And so the idea really coming out of Sunday is that we need to fall in love with Emmanuel, because that's where we're headed. Revelation 21:3 says, I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, tabernacling place, the dwelling place of God is with man, and He will dwell. He will once again tabernacle with them. They will be His people, and God Himself will be their God. We're going all the way back to a restored Eden. That's where we're headed. And so it would behoove us now to understand that we carry the presence of God with us wherever we go. That'll transform us and change us. So I'm going to pray that for us today, and then you can pray that as well. God, I'm just grateful for the reminder today that we carry Your presence, indwelt, filled with Your presence that does amazing work. Lord, when we get out of the way and we see our life as Yours and not our own. So please help us do that today. Indwell us, fill us, give us Emmanuel awareness today to understand that You are with us. Now You take the opportunity to pray.